down from the mountains air out to the sea. Ocean whispers beckoning me, sitting on the cliffs and watching birds fly by, making friends with coyotes. Well, I had to try. Getting lost to get found, letting go when my feet can't seem to touch the ground. Getting lost to get found. You're the map and I'm the compass. Dances over waters deep. Mistress gently on my nose and cheeks. Sink my toes in the sand, searching for the keys. Road ahead lies open and my soul is free. Getting lost to get fast. The ground, getting lost to get found. You're the map and I'm the compass spinning round.
This week we have Casey Christensen on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Ramirez.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the biggest little city in the world, and the UNR bathrooms that are killer to go hit when you need to take a shit. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Today we got our favorite woman for Women's March, Cadillac Kim's in the house, Ian's here, Dogwater Dick. We got Casey Christensen and Liam Kyle Cahill.
We're talking out of our ass.
Perfect. Woo! Just like always. God, you're like a machine, Nick.
Cacao.
Welcome, Casey.
It'll be all right.
It's fine.
Everything's good. But welcome, yeah, Women's March, and we got Casey Christensen.
No, the first Christensen.
Christensen.
You had it, yeah.
Casey Christensen is here, and she brought Liam with her. And
this guy back in here.
We got Ian back. You can hear the laugh. Yeah. The laugh is back.
I legitimately heard your laugh from like a block away where I had to park my car. I heard you and I was like, oh no, the show started. No, just Liam. Or just Ian.
See, we're going to do that. My little brother's name's Liam. Yeah, I know. My whole confusing. Life.
Oh, my God. Your parents purposely had a Liam Ian?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
then
so
we
bad.
Just hear my mom distantly yelling from another room, and we're like, she mean you? She mean, let's just both
you.
Go. Let's just both go.
Brilliant.
Mama,
I'm sure you got Lian a lot.
Yeah.
Lian.
Well, welcome. It's your first time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
How have you missed this?
I know. I'm honored. And for Women's March, it's awesome. I'm glad to be here.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I figured out it was our 7th year doing this.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Where does the time go? I don't even know what year it is, what time it is. What month it is half the time.
Yeah,
I was trying to talk to a band about coming on, a band that played Punk Prom a few weeks ago, and I had to do math. I'm like sitting there and I'm like a blank. I'm like, yeah, we've been doing this for how many seasons? Like,
okay, half of them.
But yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Long time.
A long time.
Congratulations. It's awesome.
So yeah. Women's March has been very popular.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do. I mean, we have women on all year long here and there, but like to just have definitely focus on women for 4 weeks. And I always try to get Cadillac Kim to host, but I've given up on that.
Oh, you mean to do the,
open? The intro?
Hell no. Dude.
I mean, you just mentioned that, and she gets all, heart starts racing.
I can't do it. I'm not meant to be on the stage. I'm a behind-the-stage person.
So much pressure.
Yeah, man.
They're all looking at me.
No, well, and it's the getting the timing right. And you saw, how Nick just gets the timing right every time.
Well,
and you don't have to even worry about it.
But he's also been doing this for longer than me.
Right.
Yeah. Much longer.
But if you had to do it every week, you'd do it great, too,
yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm finding it hard to do anything once a week. Like, even making
that.
It here, dude, it's rough. I love it. I love you guys, and I love the show, but man.
I haven't been
life
on 3 months.
Marches on.
Yeah.
So many things, right?
So much shit, yeah.
I know, and it just keeps going faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get less hobbies.
Yeah, like it's somehow hobbies. Already March. What the fuck? What do you mean it's March?
It'll be the flea before we know it.
Yes.
Here's the paradox. Summer. The paradox is that every day feels like the days are so long and the years go by so fast.
Yeah.
You should write a song about that.
My days are slow, my years are fast, right?
I don't know. Someone already did it.
Something, probably. Something's kicking my ass, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's totally, I think Dylan did that.
Yeah. Sounds poetic.
Right.
So,
but speaking of the Punk Rock Prom, congrats on that. That was pretty great, and we didn't really get to talk about it because we were off for a few weeks. And
that's right.
We didn't talk about it last week, so.
Yeah, Punk Prom was really rad. We very much appreciate our partnership with the Potential on that. If it wasn't for, I mean, it would have been a rad party and a rad show, but the House of Infinite Potential art exhibit that they have going on in that back gallery space
is
stunning. It's so fun. It's so immersive. We had the Ritual Goth DJs DJing back there. Like, the vibe was super cool.
Awesome.
And then we had like a punk show in the front, but there are like all these zones. Like, there's this really cool sculpture garden outside that people were hanging out in, and
it was really cool to, because if you wanted to go to the punk show, you had to go through the maze, and you have to walk through sand and all kinds of crazy stuff.
It was wild.
It was
I love
pretty
it.
Cool.
I hope they keep that up for a while, because I want everybody in Reno to go see it.
And can people just wander in and go and look at it?
You have to buy tickets. I'm not sure how much they are, but they're not much.
And it's open all the time.
I think it's 12 to 6.
Nice.
7 days a week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've heard amazing things.
Yeah, go check it out.
Sweet. So fun.
Congrats. And welcome back, Ian. Hey. What's been going on with you?
Oh, you know, life getting in the way of fun things, of course. Been working like 4:10s every week, and then I'd get off of work at 5:30 and then be like, man, I've got a half an hour to go home, eat dinner, freshen up, get over to the podcast. And it was just like, and I'm exhausted. And then it would be getting done with the podcast and having to go immediately to bed so I could be back up at 6 in the morning the next day. And I was just kind of got burnt. Unfortunately, I have now left that job, have been forced to leave that job. But I mean, it just opens up fun opportunities to say, you know, come back and do this fucking podcast that I love.
Hey, so. I'm telling you, I'm not joking, Ian. There's a bed in there. I bet Rick would let us. We could do the podcast lying down. Right? But it really comes down to it.
Yeah.
Extra pillows. Yeah. Right?
One of my greatest memories is podcasting from the balcony out there. I had my headphones on. I'm looking at the city of Reno, and I'm like talking. I just felt it was great because we had like a huge show with lots of people, and somebody had to have an extra mic in the back. And then I was like, "Wow, this is cool!" And I had a long cord. I'm like, "I can go outside."
I remember that. I don't know what the
sunset. Yeah.
And you're listening to the band play while you're sitting outside. And
yeah, I mean, it was really cool.
I'll do that when because I'm sitting in the spot that I'm in Rick's room is right next to the door. So like,
that's where Nick was. Yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
That's when I was smoked too.
Yeah, so exactly. So like, while somebody plays, I go outside and have a cigarette, and then just like listen to them. And that way, I'm not near the mic. I can't make noise. It's great.
You not making noise, that's not possible.
No. That's why I go the fuck outside.
Well,
welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I've really, really missed this and finally having the energy to do it. I mean, circumstances of being able to come back aren't the greatest, but I'm glad that I'm back.
You know, you got to find that fucking golden, what do you call it?
Golden lining. Yeah.
Silver lining. Yeah.
You got to find that golden lining to stuff.
Your silver lining is you get to hang out with us or have to hang out with us. I don't know. I haven't figured that out. So. Yeah.
I just got tired of my mom talking about how she sees Rick more often than I do.
Really? I've seen, I've seen Ian's parents, both of them, a lot lately.
Are they following you?
They hang out at the Buddha Center. And I've been like stopping by the Buddha Center a couple times lately for different things. So
awesome.
They do all kinds of cool stuff there.
Yeah, my parents do like a yoga thing there. It's a rad thing.
Do they still do their what was the cafe? The monthly
Moon Rabbit. Yeah.
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
I always wanted to go to that.
Still a sign that says they do it over there, but I don't know like when it happens or what goes on.
It was like a pay what you can community dinner once a month, and they would just make, I think it was once a month or once, I don't know. They would just make a bunch of food and people would,
And different chefs would be a part of kind of heading it up each month or whatever. Yeah, that was a cool concept. I like that. Yeah.
Did you ever do it?
No, I never got the chance to, but Adam Bronson was a friend of mine, and he was one of the ones that kind of came up with the concept of it and, you know, always trying to get different people to be a part, and I thought it was just a really cool, really cool concept.
Very cool. For our listeners who might not know, Casey also is the owner of Soup.
Yeah.
Which is, this is going to sound super lame.
Super?
Because I'm sitting right across
Are you so sick of those jokes? My God. Or the fact that every friend of mine goes, let's go have dinner at Sup.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. Oh, shit. Oh. I didn't mean it that way. But no, when I was first exploring Reno, yours was the first restaurant that I wandered into, like back when it was down next to the
Shays
place that shall not be named.
Oh.
And, it's okay.
Sorry, just erase that. I'm just kidding.
When it was down there, I would, because I was living in Susanville and I was working here as a nurse, and it was shitty. Yeah, and I was like driving back and forth every day, so it's like a 3-hour commute.
Yeah,
I'd get in early. I would come in my scrubs, in that tiny, tiny dining room you guys had. And have my soup by myself. And I was like, okay. And then I started meeting people and hanging out in that part of town. And I was like, Reno's pretty cool. I could see myself here.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Reno.
Fast forward how many years and you're still here.
Yep, y'all are stuck with me.
Yeah, that's crazy. It'll be 17 years in August.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah,
pretty wild. That, we used to eat those little signs that'll say, I'll share my table, because tables we got were too big, and we're like, oh, God, well, if there's only two of you, you're going to have to share with two more people. And so, like, make friends over here, you know? So we did all these
I liked that. I did, too.
It was really cool, though. You know, it's funny. We did it out of necessity, but looking back now, and it really was kind of community building, which was cool, because people would, like, make friends. You know, you have to sit next to these people, and I love what that did. We
How many couples are celebrating their 10-year anniversary that met over one of those tables?
Right? You know?
I always thought that was fun about Luis Bass Corner.
Yeah. You know, same thing. Yeah.
I think the sharing of the table is kind of something that, it, you know, I don't know. I think we should try to bring it back more.
Yes.
It's really cool community stuff.
With other people, you know? Like, totally. A lot of amazing things happen over meals.
Yeah. Or some crazy shit, too.
Yeah,
like, that
too.
Could happen.
It's like exercising. You never think it's a good idea, but then once you start doing it, you're like, this is actually pretty cool.
Right?
Have you ever heard of the rock soup thing?
Oh,
concept?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, well, you know. Everybody brings one ingredient.
Yeah.
And makes a soup or something.
I love that.
And that whole, yeah. Aww. Somebody did that at Burning Man and told me all about it. And I'm like, whoa, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
I don't know if I would trust rock soup at Burning Man, though.
Luckily, I'd been camping with these folks for decades.
Okay. So it wasn't like one dude brought his balls.
It was
like,
years in the making. Years and years.
You're like,
in the
Bob is not allowed to contribute to the rock soup tonight.
Yeah. We will give you some soup, Bob, but you just stay over there. Okay?
Yeah. Put it back in your pocket, Bob. Back in your pocket.
Come on, man.
Mormon crickets. Oh, you never said anything about the song you played that you opened with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So that is my newest song that is out on all the streaming platforms. It's called Get Found. I'm so proud of it. It started from going on a road trip. I have a 1988 Westfalia, and I just kind of took off and boondocked along the coast of California, and I wrote that song when I was out there, and I did try to make friends with coyotes. That really happened. And so
how'd it go?
We were not talking anymore. Oh. But it's okay. I took a lot of photos. Tried to woo with some food, but you know.
You just can't impress some people.
That's how you lose a hand.
Right. Or you make a coyote friend. It could go either way.
You know, it could. It goes back to the sharing of the table.
Made rock soup for that coyote.
I did. Oh. But yeah, so that's my one and only song that's out on all the streaming platforms now, and planning to hopefully finish up the album this summer, and it'll be out of my first music going out into the world and ether, so it's exciting.
That's rad. Well, why don't we hear something else?
Yeah, good idea.
Awesome. Let's do 42.
Dawn, lover and beloved wait. They take a drink of coffee, and he asks, do you love me, or do you love yourself more? Tell me the truth. In your light I learn how to love, naked like the truth should. What was in that candle's light that opened and consumed me so quickly? There was a night I remember when my soul heard something from your soul. I drank the water from your spring, felt the current take me. Like the truth should always be.
da 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 da. Oh, ooh, oh, oh. In your light, I learn how to love. Naked like the truth should always be. You are life, the universe, and everything. In your light, I learn how to love. Naked like the truth should always be. You are life, the universe, and everything. Everything. Da 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 da. Da da da.
We're all looking around at each other. We're like, it's a time.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Don't screw up the fade out.
Yeah. No, I know, I know.
You do that with song.
The fucking crickets.
We'll have to play the whole song over again.
I know, that's so ingrained into me now. Wait till it's all done.
Let oh, God.
Let it ring out. Let it
Dude,
ring out.
Fucking drummers out. Are the worst. It's always like perfect, perfect hit,
perfect,
and then you hear the click of them setting the sticks down on their snare. Like, you fucking asshole, that was perfect. Yeah. Or squeak of the chair, squeak every time.
Or coming out with some WD-40, motherfucker.
Yeah. Damn it.
Drummers have to play standing up from now on.
Sorry, you lost your privileges.
That's awesome.
Blame it on the drummers that came before you, man.
Right.
Here's a one list.
One bad drummer can ruin it for all of them.
Oh, so. God. Well, so good. Poor drummers. Aww.
You know who's badass, though, was Lee Rocker. Is that his name? Lee Rocker, the drummer for Stray Cats? He always played standing up.
Oh, yeah.
The only other drummer I knew to play stand up was the guy in Larry and His Flask.
Larry and His Flask, I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still Andrew David live. Weber, technically, he used to play a beer keg. And so he would actually like run around.
Is
somebody
that
would.
A drum? I mean,
he had drumsticks and he was like banging on it. And they would run around the audience and he'd be playing it throughout the crowd.
Well,
he had it like on a. I think someone else would carry it usually.
Oh. And then, that's heavy. That's
how do you get that job?
Even an empty one is heavy like, shit.
They just like,
that's
like
worth
carry
the
this keg. Okay.
I think they demoted the accordion player.
Like, sorry.
You're now keg holder. Who happens to be the bass player in my new band.
Oh,
oh, far out. You have a new band? I do. What's going on, man? We're called Part-Time Problems, and it started out during COVID. Me and one of my best friends, a guy named Andrew David Weber, started co-writing a bunch of songs together, and we didn't know what it was going to turn into. It ended up being this kind of mostly punk band, and it's been such a cool thing. Basically, Andrew has his own band in Milwaukee. The drummer, however, is based in St. Louis, so we are Nevada, Wisconsin, and Missouri based.
Oh man,
makes band practice real easy.
Yeah. So
you guys just send tracks back and forth. Or?
Are you online? Yeah, a little bit. So we have one song out right now, and we have another song coming out in a few weeks. And the song that's out right now is actually a song that I wrote that came out on my first full length album 10 years ago, called "Like a Tomb." And my band surprised me, and they covered my song and recorded the whole thing and put it out with this, like, really cute video where at the end of the video they go – because the whole time they're, like, you know, auditioning singers. And at the very end they go, "We found our singer," and then they put a picture of me up.
Really?
Aww. Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It was amazing.
Did you post it?
It's so cute.
So it was on Facebook, but it has yet to go on – YouTube, but we're actually supposed to be putting it up on YouTube here in a few weeks. We're trying to gather enough content to actually launch stuff.
Yeah.
And with our second single coming out, which happens to be another song that I mostly wrote, it was almost everything was a total co-write between Andrew and I, where it was relatively 50-50-ish. This is a song I came in and I was like, this song's 80% done, but I don't know where to take it, and Andrew helped me finish it. Nice. So that was pretty rad.
Oh, well, when y'all wrap that up, get them all out here.
Oh, yeah, that's the plan.
Get them on the pod.
Yeah. Mm.
That'd be great.
We can play your drummer's tracks and you can sing to them.
Have you guys ever been in the same room together? Or how does it work?
Oh, yeah. We are playing a music festival in June that'll be our third year in a row playing in Illinois. Yeah, right outside of Chicago, called Forest Fest.
That's right.
And yeah, Andrew and I mean, I opened for Andrew's band, Whiskey of the Damned, in San Francisco in 2015. And it was just one of those, like, I've met so many people in my life. And I was just like, oh, yeah, if you ever come back this way, let me know. And he's like, oh, actually, I think I'll be back in a few months. So I was like, cool, hit me up. Like, not expecting him to.
Yeah.
And he totally was like, all right, hey, I'm coming through. You said you knew some venues. You got, like, some hookups. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know.
You're like, oh, God, now I have to figure this out.
No, I helped get him booked in Sacramento, in Truckee, in Reno, and then in Elko.
Oh, nice.
And I remember the Sacramento show he did by himself, but then we were going to do the Truckee show together. And I remember we had a big old snowstorm. And this is so silly because I barely knew him, but like he showed up and then we were like bonding, driving out there listening to American Idiot, like singing every song. And which coincidentally I bought on vinyl today. It just was on the mind. I'm seeing them in Smashing Pumpkins later this year. So I was like, I got to buy that.
That's probably a good thing to have. Yeah.
Anyways, so we ended up, the show got snowed out. It got completely canceled. So we're driving there, listening to Green Day. And then, okay, no show. We drive back. And then literally we just serenaded each other in front of my fire. At my old, like, we just sat there and played music all night, and we were just like, by the end of the weekend, we were just best friends.
You're like, are we best friends?
We just become best friends.
And, I think so.
And then he ended up being all over my most recent full length record, Dirt on a Diamond. Mm. He was my drummer and the bass player on some of the songs, and the electric guitar player on some of the songs, and the mandolin player on some of the songs, and the banjo player.
Damn.
And
well, fuck if you
that's a good friend to have.
Yeah.
But it kind of sucks if you actually have to play all of those things at once to a crowd. How would you do?
It's a little complicated.
You just got to loop everything. Like. Yeah.
But the last thing I'll say about that is that Andrew is actually flying out in May. I am doing a live album recording at The Virgil May 16th and 17th.
I love that place. Yeah.
And we technically, I announced that we're doing a live show. We haven't actually even announced the dates yet because we just got them confirmed a few days ago. And it's going to be two nights of live recording. And I got a grant from the Nevada Arts Council.
I did see that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Actually,
awesome.
And just to bring this all full circle, because this show is not about me, I am having a live show, but Casey also got a grant from the Nevada Arts Council.
Yes. Thank you. Yay, Nevada Arts Council.
Yes.
Super exciting. Yeah. So that's my grant's going to help finish the rest of the album, which is amazing.
Is this a new thing? Because I didn't know about it until last year because Spike, that's how he did his album.
Yep.
But I'd never heard of it before. So is this like a brand new thing? Or
from my understanding, it's been going on for several years. But yeah, Spike McGuire was one of the first ones I heard to get it. And then King Whistler also got a grant. And then another friend of mine, Argyle, they got a grant as well and did a narwhal musical, which was really awesome, super fun and random and really awesome. So that actually they were the one that I had seen get the grant and understood what it was all about, and then that's where I went and applied. So yeah, keep an eyeball open for all artists that, I mean, it's so amazing to have a program like that that is giving back and trying to help support the arts and, you know, help fund it. It's you know, putting an album out or doing anything like that is not cheap. And so having funding to keep creating music is great. And so grateful for it. I know, right?
Thank goodness. I was just talking. So with the Flea, we are about to start an initiative we're trying to do soon. Music lessons, and we've had a lot of people, not like other camps and stuff like Kid Rocker or girls, you know, rock camp or whatever. Those are great. But like something that is ongoing and free or incredibly low cost for, you know, kids whose parents maybe can't afford music lessons or instruments, because we know schools aren't doing the best job at that these days, where historically they had. So we're, you know, I'm talking to the team about maybe doing a instrument drive or something, like raising funds for things like that. We're going to apply for, we've actually received some grant money from the Arts Council too.
That's awesome.
To fund our Neutral Grounds, our monthly matinee that we have at the Holland Project.
Sweet.
Very cool.
So we're talking about that, but we were just talking, I was just talking with the team and then with Nick, my Nick, that, you know, where it's a little disheartening to see how expensive it is to be in the music industry, and to know that I think the future of music, unfortunately, is going to be, you know, wealthy people. It's going to be people who had access to all of the things, and I think poor people make better music.
Well, they
that's just
actually,
my hot take.
It's not a hot take. Poor people have actual struggle.
They've got stuff to talk about. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like,
what do you got to sing the blues about, man?
Yeah.
Your life's perfect. So,
my mama cut off my allowance. Like,
if we can get instruments into those hands and like get people writing about their experiences and stuff, then this tradition will continue on. If not, it's just, I don't know what the future is going to look like. So the grants and the community support and fundraising and things like that for other people is really, really good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are the grants like massive, or are they like, is it $50? Is it like,
I think for the arts grant, they go up to $3,000. You have a 6-month period that you're supposed to complete your project within. You know, it can be anything within the arts. Like I said, it's, and then they have, I mean, Nevada Arts Council has a lot of different grants. I really highly suggest anybody that's doing anything within the arts or even nonprofits, like you talked about, there's so much available. And I was kind of blown away at different types of grants that they have for folk. There was like a folk life grant for people that are creating and promoting more of the heritage of Nevada or different heritage. And yeah, it was really cool. It was really great.
One thing I will throw out there is that it's not as daunting of a task to apply for these things as it sounds.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty straightforward, and the people at the Arts Council will talk to you and they will help you. Yeah. So if you're somebody who may not think they have the skill or ability to apply for that, you should still try.
You know, one of the first shows that we ever had of the podcast, the first time we had a musical artist in, it was that wonderful woman from Canada. Nick, what was her name?
Danielle French.
Thank you. And she came in and she was like, oh, it's so great to be here. And she played some songs for us. And then she's like, yeah, and you can hear it on my album. And she is from Canada. And and we're like, oh, well, your album, that's great. And she's all, yeah, in Canada, they just give you $8,000 of government money to make your album if you feel like it.
What?
The arts are there.
And I remember thinking, like, when will it be like that here? Yeah. When will it be like that here? And then we're finally catching up.
I look at the number of my favorite bands and I'm like, oh. Most of them are Canadian.
Are they?
What do you know?
Is like, Rush from Canada?
Yeah,
yes, they
from
are.
Canada.
They don't need that money. We need that money.
Fucking one of my favorite metal bands, Protest the Heroes from Canada. They put out their first album while they were still in high school. And the complexity of the shit that they play, I'm like, how were you in high school? What's in the water?
Because they probably had music education in their schools.
But that's annoying. You're not supposed to be that good when you're in high school.
No, you're not supposed to learn how to, you know, be artistic and, like, express yourself. You're supposed to learn how to sit in a chair for 8 hours a day, have a half-hour lunch break, and shut the fuck up and do what you're told.
And put your phone down once in a while, okay?
Okay. I wasn't jaded by my experience trying to be a teacher at all. No. Anti-capitalist goes into a school.
Oh, well, but, it's not for everybody. It's certainly not for me. Teaching. Very noble profession if you can do it.
I tried and gave up very quickly.
Maybe you're better like one-on-one.
Yeah, probably.
I will give it to teachers. And here's I haven't announced yet, but I will announce on the podcast. And I don't know, some of you know, but my daughter has autism. Oh. And but she's already in school. She's 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
Her teacher is so rad. Like, she has all the credentials and all the things that are helping my daughter to be ready for regular school.
That's awesome.
And so I just, my hat's off to teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe something like that would be better for you, dude, like little kids or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was also just my experience with the schools that I went to was not great. The schools did not have support from the administrators at the school. It seemed like there was tension between teachers and administrators, which is not how that should go ever. Administration should be supporting teachers. It's just kind of what needs to happen. And then also, like, was teaching at rough schools. Like second or third day there, I watched a kid get, like, dropped on his neck in a fight. So, like, you start seeing that stuff, and it's like, oh, man.
I'm not Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, and it's like, I can't get...
Whoever played that, yeah.
I can't get involved. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything. The only thing I can do is sit there and, like, fucking yell for the school police, and like my brain immediately is like, no, get in there, stop the fight. And I'm like, can't do that, can't fucking touch the kid. Like, yeah. So, and also I like had another kid try to fight me on my first week. I'm like, dude, that's one, that's not gonna end well for you. Two, I'm not like gonna ruin my career fist fighting you. Yeah. Like,
well, if you ever want a fist fight, you can just come volunteer for the flea security. No, but for real, that is an open call. If anybody would like to volunteer for flea security, we did have a couple of incidents at punk prom.
Oh, goody.
And this is just your, periodic reminder to the punk scene. If you see somebody being a dickhead or being weird to women, stop them.
Yeah.
Or tell one of us.
Yeah, or if you're not, if you're not comfortable, yeah.
We don't put up with that.
Somebody, get somebody to take care of it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much you just got to go, stop fucking with her. Really loud, and then other people be all, yeah, stop fucking with her. Yeah.
We all decided, I'm just going to bring scissors from now on and, like, cut people's liberty spikes off when I see they're being dicks.
You can do, like, one, like, right in the middle, so it's really obvious right? that just one is missing. Yeah.
I want to sign up for security detail. I'm ready.
Yay.
And here's another reminder to the punk scene. You are not your haircut. Just because you got liberty spikes don't mean shit, dude. Yeah. It's just fashion.
That's right. You tell him, Nick.
Oh.
All right. Should we have another song?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. And then after that, we got to do the thing because Casey's never been here before.
Ooh, Brad. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I be scared? No, just kidding.
We'll keep it PG rated.
You're a local business owner. Yeah, we'll keep it PG.
Okay.
Ian, duct tape Rick's mouth right now.
I will just run over and unplug his mic when we get to that.
Telling you, last question is going to be a lot crappier. I promise.
Awesome. This one's called Hum of a Song.
Through my mind like the hum of a song, the tune I know well, yet have not played it long. Melodies twist like my fingers in your hair, twined and wrapped up, drawn in by your stare. Keeps repeating, moving my hips. Words never seem to catch on my lips. Your eyes see through to the deepest parts of me, lost in your rhythm. Your voice finds me. Keeps building, drawing me in. Floating on the vibration, dancing across my skin, resonating and warm. It envelops me whole, enticing my mind and filling my soul. Oh, play through my mind like the hum of a song.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks.
It's a quite a duo. So how did you hook this up together? Like, what's the story there?
Well, I met Liam almost 2 years ago at an open mic night. And
where at?
I was going to Tentor to Spike's open mic night. That was so I've only been playing guitar like maybe almost, I guess, coming up on 3 years. So I started going to Spike's open mic night, and I started with the ukulele and then started playing guitar I'm starting to tell like three stories in one, but yeah, so which is how I do. Anyways, so yeah, I was at an open mic night, and we had kind of known each other from before too, but saw Liam that night and we were like, oh, we should play some music together. And then I guess just started playing music together from there. And then I think you invited me to help out with a show or to sing some harmonies with you. I love to sing harmonies, is like my most favorite thing ever. And like the whole reason why I started playing guitar was like, I love to sing, and I'm like, well, fuck, I need to learn how to play an instrument so I can sing more. which is now I tease, and I'm like,
it's hard to get a cappella gigs so
late. Right? Yeah, I've been pitching it to people, and they're not buying.
Got to get a looper. People do a lot of things with a looper.
Right? I know. But it's been really great. It's been so awesome. We've been able to play a ton of shows. Last summer, we were doing like 8 to 10 shows a month, and just, you know, started writing stuff together, which was great for me. And it, as a new musician,
it was being, great for me too.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to jump in with that.
Yeah, it's crazy. You guys have a really good chemistry.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we've been dating for about a year and a half now, which is kind of crazy, which is a lot of fun too. So
on top of there's a romance too. Beautiful.
Yeah, she approached me and said, hey, I'd like to sing harmonies with you.
Oh, I'm sure she said it like that.
Well, it was funny. He made some joke because I've kept trying to find people to sing harmonies with. Like, and so he's like, is this how you try to pick up on people? You're like, let's sing harmonies together. But
are you into soaking?
Oh, man.
Sorry.
If you'd like some context for that joke, you can become a patron. Patron? Patreon?
Patreon.
Yeah, over on patreon.com/wrestlepodcast.
$5 a month, and you get access to such gems as this.
Soaking discussion.
A soaking discussion.
Yeah. And we talked about Mormon crickets.
We yes. did.
There was all kinds of stuff. And a whole other song that you yeah. didn't get to hear on any of this, where Liam and Casey both played.
Yeah.
So patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Patreon.com.
$5 or more.
Podcast.
$5 or more.
$5 or more.
A month.
$5 or more.
$5
or more.
Okay.
Or less if you don't want to get stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't want us to ever send you an email with a show in it, just pay less.
You can even just give, wait, that's an option. You can just like subscribe and then tell us you don't want the show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
like,
true.
We've had that
do
happen.
$10 a month and say never send me
never
that
stupid name off the mailing list.
Right.
We're doing this because we feel guilty for not. No.
I love it too because Rick sends you a lovely message every time too
yeah.
and tells you that he loves you. And I mean, even if you don't listen to the track, you get your message from Rick, you feel like it's going to be a good day.
I wouldn't pay $5 a month
I'm
for that.
I'm definitely not going to lie. Like, there have been some times the past couple months where, like, that's been the only time in a week somebody's told me they loved me.
Oh,
I fucking needed that, dude.
Yeah, it's where it's coming from. I really, love from Rick goes a long way.
It does.
And I really do. I'm not just saying it.
Yeah. No. We believe you.
That's why, like, you're literally anytime Rick's name gets brought up anywhere, everybody's like, "Oh, I love him." Yeah. That's like the first thing. That's just the thing people say, and then we move on with our conversation.
Yeah, I actually,
found every time
one of my bartenders at 40 Mile Nevada is a longtime friend of Nick of Rick's.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Speaking of 40, are you going down tomorrow night, Ian?
Yes.
So, what is it? Deadly Scallows?
Yeah, the Deadly Scallows.
So, and then nice. So they're doing like a ska thing. And Joshua
Pirates.
Marshall and whatever.
And the Flood.
Yeah,
something
yeah, yeah.
Flood.
Yeah.
Whatever the new band yeah, is. Yeah. Also from Larry and his Flask.
Rachel.
And Rachel.
Yeah. Oh,
Rachel doesn't even need a last name. She's Rachel. Yeah.
What day is that again?
That is
tomorrow night.
Well, so I guess by the time this podcast comes out, it won't matter.
It'll be in the past.
You should have been there.
Everybody in this room should go.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, it's a free show tomorrow at like 8 p.m. So be there, be square.
Do we know anything going on this weekend? I'm legitimately asking. I have no idea what's going on for St. Patrick's Day.
Why don't we look it up? And in the meantime, Rick, give me that music.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world. And it's, do we want to go head-to-head? Or, Liam, do you want to ask some questions? Because you've been on quite a few times. Do you want to be on the panel with us? Or would you like to go head-to-head with Kristen?
Let's grill Casey.
Casey Christian. Sorry, Casey.
Let's
see. That's a good example of something that I would cut out if it wasn't funny.
My bad. I was thinking about your last name the way you said you. It's pronounced that way, and then I just got stuck on Christian.
It's all right.
Sin.
You can actually, you can call me atheist if you'd like.
Not in this house.
So I'm sorry, what did
Have
we
you
decide?
In the hallway?
Liam's going to be...
I'll join you guys.
Okay,
I don't need to be...
So you're going against the all-time scores. Let's see how high you score.
And Casey's all alone.
Oh, this is what I was supposed to be scared about.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, somebody told you to be scared?
No.
No, we always mention it ominously before the song, so yeah.
Yeah, it's not as bad as being a virgin at Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah.
And even that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's fun. But anyway, my first question for you is, what was the first huge concert you went to?
I went to K-Rock's Weenie Fest when I lived in Southern California, and I was probably 13 or 14, and somehow my brother, who's only 3 years older than me, took me, and it was crazy, and I should not have been there, but it was amazing, and
Who
Do you
played?
Remember, yeah, what bands played?
Oh, my God. Now I can't even remember all who was there. Smashing Pumpkins were there, and
that's a good big first.
Yeah,
concert.
That was. I mean, I remember them, and Blink was still too little by then. But I did see them one time on a Ventura Beach, which was awesome. But yeah, K-Rock Weenie Fest. And they were all older than me and way too many drugs, and I took care of them the whole time.
Dude. But, you know, we asked that question of everybody, and I don't remember anybody ever saying a festival. It's always been like a one-band thing.
Yeah,
I don't know how. I don't think there was any permission given to take me to that concert at 13, but it was amazing.
He was supposed to be babysitting you, and he was like, I'm not staying home.
I always did the babysitting of him, which is
all right, next question. Who's up?
I was going to say, what's the first record you bought with your own money?
Ooh, first record with my
own. Or album.
Yeah.
In whatever format.
You know what was really funny is I joined one of those clubs that were like...
Columbia House.
And... I'm trying to think of my very first one, because that was like the first thing I like went out and started buying music, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many different things to get. I was a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan. I think seeing them really meant a lot, but I also, God, who else was like my first? There's so much pressure.
And what was the first Smashing Pumpkins album you bought?
See, this is the thing that you guys don't know about me, but Liam knows about me. I don't even remember the names of my own songs. Like, honestly.
I'm the same way.
I have such a bad, like, memory for certain things. I don't know why my brain is wired that way. I can't remember street names either. Yeah, I really struggle. I could see the picture of it. I'm sorry.
But, like, when you put the CD in your CD player, you could be like, oh, it's Song 7.
The greatest.
Oh, that one. Nick, which one is that?
Can't wait
today.
For tomorrow.
No, but which album is it on?
Oh, that's Siamese Dream.
Okay, rad. See, that's the kind of stuff I will never remember. Like, it's just, not good at that. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, you're trapped on a desert island.
Ooh, ancient question.
You're trapped on a desert island.
Okay.
Who do you eat first? Your lover, your brother, or your mother?
Oh, damn. Probably lover, mother, or brother.
Don't look at him.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to say mother.
She's looking at me like I'm a piece of meat. No.
Looks like a turkey leg.
We'll keep you around longer. I think maybe mother. You know, mother, you're like, you've lived longer.
Yeah.
Most people go mother, I gotta
admit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, I don't know, is that weird? Like, does
not as much meat.
Freud have anything to say about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Most mothers would be mad if you didn't, right?
Yeah.
They'd be like, I want you to survive.
They're like, eat me first.
At least good mothers, yeah.
All right. Who's up in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. What is the sketchiest convenience store in the greater Reno Sparks area?
Oh, yeah. You guys know it. It's in Midtown, and it's the little... maybe the other one's worse off of 4th Street. There's the 4th Street that's just down the road from Black Rabbit Mead that's on the corner.
Fireside Market?
Yeah. That one's real bad. That one's actually worse. The one that's in Midtown, you know, they were pretty nice. I had to go buy, like, ice and things from there when I would run out. But, Fireside, I would say that's definitely more sketchy.
Yeah.
You can buy a beer and a samurai sword.
Yeah.
Such a weird place.
That's an awesome question.
All right, they're making a movie of your life. Who's the director of the movie, and who plays you in the movie?
Oh.
And who plays Liam in the movie?
Jesus.
When I was little, everybody used to say look like Punky Brewster, so I would love to get Soleil Moonfry to play me. I think we kind of look similar.
I can see that. Yeah.
I really like that. I like Soleil. I thought she was always pretty cool. So maybe Punky Brewster. And then Liam. Oh, well, no, he's not around anymore. That guy that
no,
I
you could
thinking.
Do somebody who's
alive
dead.
Or
it's
dead.
Fine.
Oh, alive or dead.
Right, okay, or when they were younger.
So Liam has to say his name, though, because I always forget his name. You know who I'm talking about.
The drummer from the Foo Fighters.
The drummer from the Foo Fighters.
Oh.
Oh, Taylor Hawkins?
You look alike.
I think what's weirder is that I actually look like the love child
of Taylor
Dave,
Hawkins
Grohl
and Dave Grohl
and Taylor Hawkins. Like, I'm perfectly in the middle.
So Dave Grohl could be like the fill-in if
if this movie does get made, he will have to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's the director of that movie?
Ooh, I would love for it to be, Wes Anderson. I think Wes Anderson would direct, because and then maybe we'd have some of those other cast of characters, like, wow.
Yeah, Bill Murray would be in the movie.
Yeah,
Luke Wilson for sure. Yeah, Wes Anderson movie all the way.
Right on. Who's that?
Liam, did you ask?
I have not asked yet.
Dang.
All right, so if you got sick of eating soup or sandwiches or salads at your own restaurant soup.
Okay.
Where is your lunch spot to go away from soup?
Mm. Gosh, I have a couple favorites, but Miguel's is like one of my, like, it's got my heart, man. Yeah. And the owners, Addie and his name will come to me, Elmer, are awesome, and they're just such a, it's my favorite place. I've been going there forever and ever, and my son has grown up going in there, and I just love Miguel's. It feels like my version of Cheers in like a food version. So Miguel's.
Very cool.
Not sponsored content.
I love Miguel's. Miguel's as well.
Eat at Miguel's.
Right next to 40 Mile.
Yeah, the next to 40
yeah,
Mile.
Next
yeah,
next to 40 Mile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So tasty.
Alrighty.
Good question.
That was a good
Liam?
Question, yeah.
All right, Nick? In the back.
Oh, back to us. What is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted?
Oh, yeah. It's so funny. I actually just told this story the other day, which is so random. But when I was a kid, my cousin talked me into taking this. I was real young, and I had never stolen anything in my life, and I've never stolen anything else since. But it was this Halloween candy of a little coffin with like the pieces you'd put together, and it would make a skeleton out of the bones, like little candy bones. Mm-hmm. And so
I've seen
like
that.
Do you remember? It was it was really weird. And,
they would like stick to, you could put them together,
and it made a skeleton.
Yes,
right. So this was in Iowa. So and she talked me into taking it, and I like took it, and I could never eat it, and I just like held on to it forever because it was all the guilt over stealing the skeleton. But yeah, that was. That was the strangest and only thing I've shoplifted.
Rad.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to go on a cross-country road trip with any comedian, alive or dead. Who is that comedian and what car are you guys in?
Oh, it would be Mitch Hedberg.
Oh.
Nice.
And it would be in a Westie, like an old Westphalia that we can like cruise around in, because I have a thing for the old VWs. I think that would be amazing.
Fuck
it would go a lot. I think it'd go longer in a Westphalia too. Last longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Max not at like 55.
Yeah.
Downhill with a back wind.
Yeah. Mitch Hedberg was the best. Oh
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Great choice.
Yes.
Great choice.
What is your most memorable story from middle school?
Ooh, memorable story from middle school. Oh, I had there was this guy, it's so funny, I can still remember his name, Kel Iverson, and he was in love with me and tried to get me to kiss him. And he said that, like, I remember him telling me that, like, if we kissed, we would have babies. And so, like, I was probably, like, in first or second grade, and I was like, well, I don't want babies yet. And he was like, well, I want to kiss you. And I remember being like, ended up kissing me, and I remember like trying to think of how I was going to tell my mom that I was going to have babies now.
Oh, wow.
I seriously thought, like, I came home and then she had to talk to me and tell me a lot of other things. But babies don't come from kisses, but at that point in time, I thought they did.
And you were both, like, in elementary school.
Yeah, we were. Oh, yeah.
I said middle school, and I just wanted to make it clear that you were both kids.
Yeah. Sorry, you did.
Yeah, no, that was
still a good story.
That's a good story.
We'll keep the points for that one.
Okay, yeah, good.
Rapid fire?
Yep.
I have one more long form. What happens to us when we die?
I believe that our souls live on around for to help out and be around to help people. I think we're always here in one shape or form or way, kind of like helping to comfort and assist and be there for the people that are around you that you love.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, now we can do rapid fire.
Okay.
All right, Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the hottest person in the world?
Smartest.
God,
absolutely.
No one ever picks hottest.
Well, nobody wants to be that vain, even though we probably all a little are. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay. Weed or beer?
Neither.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Water.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sparkling or still water?
Sparkles.
Okay.
Yeah. With some lemon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Green or blue?
Green. Always.
In a universe where you can have only one, do you want Elvis or Star Wars?
Oh, Star Wars.
Ooh.
Perfect. Love
I like
choice.
That.
That's an easy
Would
call.
Would you rather
really?
Be a deadhead or a juggalo?
Oh, deadhead all the way.
Yeah, I'll take that one too.
Oh, no. Is that a question even?
Yeah. Yes, a lot of people pick ICP too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you never know. It says a lot about a person. Who they would follow on tour.
Some people find the dead terrible, and the juggalos have good parties.
Oh, man.
Depends on what you're
worst
looking for.
I
don't know about good.
Well, yeah,
definitely worse drugs.
They're parties.
They're parties. Oh,
did you say definitely worse drugs?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Better makeup.
I want to do LSD, but I don't want to listen to The Dead the whole time. That's where the rub is.
Who wants to listen to The Cure?
Yes. Why isn't that one a choice?
I can't imagine doing LSD at an ICP show.
Oh, no.
That would be so intense. Be
seeing all the people with the face God. Makeup. And
easy to have a bad trip there, I think.
Oh, no.
Are you looking at me funny, dude? You got to shake
face.
That shit right away if you go into the
to
juggalo events, man. Oh. You got to build that wall up before you even get out the front door. Anyway, back to the rapid fire.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I had one and then I lost it. Anybody?
Why can I only think of bad ones?
Yeah, no.
I'll take some bad ones.
Did you do beat up or arrested?
Yeah, we did beat up arrested.
Okay, we did beat up arrested.
Circumcised or not?
Ooh. Wow, that's a tough choice. I'm an equal opportunity.
Good for you.
Either or.
Okay. No other bad ones? I'm not going to ask the other one.
You're
never
not.
Don't
right,
ask
no.
the dirty dude. Let's just total this up and get out of here.
Well, no, see? I want to know now.
We'll tell you after the show.
Or we can cut it out if you don't like it.
Yeah, okay. Would you rather have a person of your choosing shit in your mouth or you have to punch out a two-year-old?
Oh, damn. You know what? It would be so bad. I don't know if... What did the two-year-old do?
No, that's the thing. You don't get to choose any of that.
Someone just brings out a two-year-old. Oh, here you go.
Punch him.
Yep.
Or
believe me, he deserves it.
That's so bad. That's like you're making me be a bad person. But
that's why you don't have to.
We have had several people take shit in the mouth.
We adjusted the question until it was something people had to think about.
Because when it was like too young, it was like, we're not going to hit the.
We tried doing 12-year-old. Nobody didn't want to hit the 12-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had the when we hit 2 years old, that's when people had to think.
Yeah.
Some people.
People with toddlers are like, oh, yeah, I'd punch them.
It's always the parents.
Yeah, they're like, that kid probably did something wrong.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Get the total.
Let's total it up.
Okay. It
looks like you scored quite a bit. 86,743.7.
Yeah. Woohoo!
That's really good.
Thanks.
That's in like the top 15 percentile.
Sweet.
Very good.
Aw, thank you.
High score. And for playing, you won a Nowhere Nevada soundtrack and CD.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait.
DVD.
The film and the soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
to take home with you. And you. Liam, did you get one of those?
I don't think I have one.
Well, I'm going to give you one, too.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Aww, thanks.
All right. And let's see. Where can people get a hold of you? First off.
So I have a website, Casey Christensen Music. I also, and that's K-A-S-E-Y for mm-hmm. Casey. And then I have an
You should spell Christensen too.
Oh, sure. It's C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. And it's just Casey Christensen Music for my website. And it's the same.
Com.
Oh, yeah, .com. And my Instagram is the same, Casey Christensen Music. And I'm on all the streaming platforms now with my very first song, Get Found. And there should be more coming out this summer. So, yeah, I'm excited to. And then I play a lot of music around town. And usually my Instagram I update with, and my website update with shows I'm playing and places that I'm making some music and doing some stuff. But, yeah.
Rad. Doing awesome. It right.
Thanks.
And then, Liam, where can people get a hold of you?
Oh, I also have a website that is liamkylecahill.com. And if anyone goes there, it actually has updated information because I put out a full-length record in 2022 and an EP in 2021. And about a month ago, I realized I hadn't updated anything since 2021. Like, no shows. I still talked about my new EP. But it's fixed now.
Okay, cool.
So I have my website, and then my Instagram is at Liam Kyle Cahill, and Cahill is spelled with a C, C-A-H-I-L-L. And Facebook, Liam Kyle Cahill. There's two different Liam Kyle Cahills on Facebook, and I'm both of them. One's my music page, one's my regular page.
Oh, okay.
When's your burner account?
Still used your real name, though.
Go ahead.
And then lastly, I have two full-length albums and three EPs on Spotify and Apple Music and Pandora and all that jazz.
Are folks listen to Bandcamp? Are you on there?
I am on Bandcamp, okay, yeah, cool. Absolutely. So if you – I mean, I always think of Bandcamp instead of being a streaming service, that's the place people go to support and buy full albums from people. Like, I don't know anyone that just streams on Bandcamp per se. But yeah, if you want to go buy a record, by all means, I would love that.
I really wish Bandcamp, because I do like their like philosophy and how much more. It's not a ton, but it's still more than any of the other platforms like give to artists. But I do wish it was a little more functional.
Yeah.
Like,
They do Bandcamp Friday or something.
I go on Fridays and I buy stuff from people, but I don't listen to stuff there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Confession time.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not optimized for it. It's really difficult.
It's not. So. It's a bad website.
You know what's weird? No one ever talks about streaming on Bandcamp. Like, we talk about, you get a fraction of a penny and you get, from Spotify, you get even less on YouTube and blah, blah, blah. You get paid on Bandcamp, right? Like, I wonder what fraction of a penny you get on Bandcamp. No one ever talks about it. I've never thought about it.
Because nobody ever streams on Bandcamp.
Because it's really clunky and it sucks. Paying for somebody to create a good UI goes a long way.
Yeah.
The first rule of Bandcamp is nobody streams on Bandcamp.
That's right.
And when's your next show? Both of you.
Well, we have one this weekend in Arizona, actually.
Oh,
cool.
And that's
that
on
doesn't
the...
do me any good.
You might have some listeners from Arizona.
Yeah, that's great.
Kingman, Arizona.
Yeah, Kingman, Arizona.
Hualapai Mountain Lodge.
On the 16th. We
won't unpack this right now, but my biological father lives down there, who I didn't know existed till 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
There's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
We're going to have you on.
Damn it. Damn it.
But so we're going to go down and visit him. But it was also just kind of good timing because Flogging Molly and Frank Turner happened to be playing on St. Patrick's Day in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And we bought tickets to that. And
oh, awesome. You get to play a show on your way back, see Flogging Molly.
Yep. Yeah, so mad at you right
that's
now.
That's fucking so cool.
Pretty
that's
stoked.
I want to go. I want to go so bad. Have you been to Frank Turner yet?
Not to Frank Turner, no. It'll be my first. I'm so excited. I was going to say, though, we do have another show coming up that is local next week, Wednesday the 20th, at Reno Public Market.
Oh, yeah.
From 7 to 9. And that's a free show, which is super cool. So, and it's all ages because, you know, anybody can go there. So you could, if you have kiddos, you can bring them too. But we're playing there at Reno Public Market on Wednesday the 20th.
Very good.
I'll be at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put that one in the blog for sure.
I host an open mic night too on the third Thursday of each month at Shims.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's a singer-songwriter open mic night. We've been doing it almost 2 years, which is kind of crazy, or maybe like a year and a half or so. Like, sometimes things get longer in your head, but
that's why she's dating me.
Oh my god!
Hey-o.
I was like, who's gonna take or not? Who's gonna take advantage of that? None of us are gonna touch it. Okay, and then Liam. Nice.
So the third Thursday of each month, I do open mic night at Shims, and we have so much fun. There's so many like gigging musicians that come out. There's people that are just learning how to play. But it's such a supportive, wonderful music community, and I love it. Like, I love our people that come are great, and it's just such a fun night. We have a blast.
Awesome. Nice. I will check that out, too. I wasn't really sure what was going on. I don't get out much anymore.
Oh, I know. So. I feel you.
Yeah, and I tried to look up some stuff real quick for what's going on this weekend, and it's just a lot of, like, come to our bar stuff that's being advertised. Yeah. So, yeah.
So go to their bar.
Yeah, go to their bar. Go to your favorite local bar.
You'll figure it out. Kiel Irish Pub, I know for sure, has live music.
Yes.
Yeah, they always do.
Oh, that's right. St. Patty's is coming up, huh?
I've not been to their new spot yet.
St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday.
And don't forget to get an Uber or don't drive after drinking.
Even the buses sometimes have free...
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're doing that this year, but like definitely it's not worth your life.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why we live in Midtown. We can just walk everywhere. We're gonna get shit faced.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you
always nice.
Yeah.
If you want to stay out of jail, stay out of cars, dude.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
When you're drinking.
Yep.
Dude, and throw up on the bus.
Yeah.
Throw
It'll be a great story.
Well, I mean, most of the time, like if you're drunk outside, like the cops, one, will probably leave you the fuck alone. And two, if they don't, they'll probably just take you home. Like, don't get in your fucking car.
I don't think that's true. I don't think they'll just take you home.
I don't know about the second part, but...
Regardless, don't get in your fucking car.
Don't get in your car.
If they see you get in a car, they're definitely going to take you somewhere.
They'll take you somewhere.
All right, folks. Well, it was great to have Ian and Kim back. Dogwater Dick, I love you. Rory, Lord Strice, and the rest, we love you. You guys want to get the best results, go to worstlittlepodcast.com and listen there.
Well, you can always see a picture of what's going on because they don't show that on the streaming services.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, and you get to read the blog and everything. And it's the original sound, so that's what, you know, they suck the sound from our website. Mm-hmm. So really, if you go there first, that's the best way to listen. Anyway, for the Worst Little Podcast, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
In the boxes of fucked up beliefs that I carry for far way too long, stitching my wounds by religion and family and society, pull them apart to search for the truth just to find out they're all lies. Feel the air returning into my lungs. Thoughts that only oppress my soul. Truth lies buried beneath this burning fire, rising from the ashes of the me that's left behind. Just be.
no longer seeing myself with judging eyes. Expectation and shame have left with the night. Walking lightly, full of grace. You only get one, no time to waste. Free. I'm free. Free. I'm free.
That was a tune I wrote called Free.
You mean Breathe?
Breathe.
She was serious when she said she does not know the names to her own songs.
This is another tune I wrote called Run.
Here I go, starting the same fight again. Oh, it's always with me and I never seem to win. There's no challenge when you know the weakest parts. My defense is down and I'm aiming for the heart. Oh, I have to run. There's no hiding from anyone. What's come undone? There I go, running away again. Oh, it's just like me to stumble, headed for the wind. My own mind is my worst enemy. Now the gloves are off and I'm finally beat. No, I cannot run. There's no hiding from anyone. No, I cannot run. Oh, you can't undo what's come undone.
I think she is the prettiest person in the world.
Dogwater Studio.
Thank you, Dick.